This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslimin kathira. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Allahumma lakal hamd. This is Ramadan therapy number 15, and I thought I'd make it a special one. Subhanallah, we're going to take three surahs of the Quran that are incredibly, incredibly important. And the three surahs are linked together chronologically in the Quran. They are the last three surahs, and you obviously are smiling, you know which ones they are. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Surah Al-Ikhlas. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. The last two surahs have a combined name of Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, the two surahs that we read to protect ourselves. Al-Ta'awwud means I seek refuge and protection. Al-Mu'awwidhatayn means that these are the two surahs that I ask Allah for protection through it. Now, the hadith, there's many hadith about these two surahs, about this great dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But a little bit of a background. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and this is narrated in many different books of hadith, but of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the one who recites three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam names those last two surahs al-mu'awwidhatayn. It's his statement, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who reads قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُصْبِحْ, before you sleep and when you wake up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, normally he would say about when you wake up and then when you sleep. But in this particular hadith, it's very unique. He says, before you sleep and when you wake up. Now, I want that perspective to settle in with you. The Prophet is making a prescription for you. He's writing a way of healing, a way of settling your heart, of removing jealousy, of protecting yourself from anguish, of having a restful sleep. One of the things that you need to do is before you sleep, ثَلَاثَ مَرَّات, three times before you sleep, is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, with a niyyah of seeking the protection of Allah, of seeking healing and therapy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Listen to the Prophet ﷺ. He says, this will suffice you from in all respects, from all things. This will be enough of a medicine, enough of a healing, enough of an increase in your barakah, enough of everything if you did it with that intention of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inwardly and outwardly. Now, قُلُوا وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in an authentic hadith, تَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ, it is equal to one third of the Qur'an, which is powerful because a third of the Qur'an is revolving around who is Allah. And what is Allah to us? And that's what the whole surah is about. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say to them, he is Allah who is alone in his uniqueness. He is the one who there is no one like him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu samad. He's the one that all lean and rely upon. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He hasn't been begotten and hasn't been introduced into this world. Hasn't been created. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. And nothing is like him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah huwa al-wahid al-ahad. He is the one, the alone, the unique in his majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, both surahs are really incredible. And I invite you to go onto my YouTube page. I've done a complete tafsir of those two surahs that you can find in the playlist section, inshallah. I will add it there if it isn't in the playlist. But you can scroll through my videos and you will find the tafsir of them. It's also on my Facebook page, inshallah, if you go through the videos. But in Mu'awwidhatayn, there are two important aspects. The first surah is about the physical needs. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. It's about things that people can do. Envy, hate. It's about the wrath of others, the anger of others. It's a cloak, therefore the surah from that. The other one, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, it's about the power that Allah has given to other people in the dominion. So there is the spiritual things that we worry about, the things of the movements of the heart. And قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ is for that, to blind the eyes that are jealous, to turn away the hearts from craving what we have, and to give them sufficiency and to give them blessing for not wanting, and for Allah giving us protection in what we have been blessed with. And then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ is the physical, the Lord of mankind. Ilahi Nas, the master of mankind, Malik Nas, Ilahi Nas, من شر الوسواس الخناس, from what troubles man in their chest, from that unseen lurking devil who seeks to influence people to that which is haram. So these two surahs, when you combine them together with قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, it suffices you from everything. It gives you and upholds your tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and removes doubts from your heart. It solidifies you if you contemplate it and study it. And then the two surahs is about your interaction with other people and the waswasa within yourself and the envy of others outward to you. Use them as a ruqya for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your home. Study their meaning and implement it into your life and process. Notice that the last two surahs are linked together and they number 11 verses together, and they were used as a medicine by the Prophet ﷺ that was prescribed to him by Jibreel. In the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ, he wasn't feeling well, and the Prophet ﷺ saw in his dream Jibreel speaking with the angels, and they were deliberating what's wrong with him, and they said that this is a touch that has come upon him. It's an evil that is seeking to bring harm to him. How does he undo it? He should recite these verses. And they recited, the angel Jibreel taught the Prophet ﷺ al-mu'awwidhatayn, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. That real and present danger of other people and their craving towards us. And قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. That internal whispering, that internal doubt machine, that internal negation of that which we know is good, that precedes us, that makes us jealous of others, coveting of others, and envious of others, and greedy for the things that we shouldn't be greedy for. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. That Allah protects us from the evil meanderings of the jinn, the unseen nefarious forces, and those of the shayateen of humankind. You know, a best friend who incites us to evil, who calls us to that which is wrong, who invites us to that which is a committing of sinfulness and lewdness. May Allah protect us from both levels of devilish behavior. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a constant in my life, especially before we sleep and when we wake up, that we join it with the ayah of Al-Kursi, the last two verses of Al-Baqarah that we've studied in the first two sessions, and these last three surahs of the Qur'an. Put them together as a medicine and increase upon it Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah give us an opening between us and our enemies. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. May this Ramadan be a Ramadan of health and therapy and prosperity. May Allah give us many more like it. Allahumma ameen. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with Ramadan Therapy number 15. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.